Good morning to everyone. Probably many of you listening today are familiar with the old TV show MASH. MASH stood for Mobile Army Surgical Hospital and was set during the Korean War. Now, I was watching an episode of MASH the other day. In this episode, Hawkeye, Margaret, and Klinger traveled to another MASH. When they arrived, the camp was empty. All the tents, all the equipment were gone. No one was there. At that point, a couple of American troops came in by jeep and informed them that the North Korean and Chinese armies had advanced and they were currently behind enemy lines. Hawkeye, Margaret, and Klinger found themselves behind enemy lines but were totally unaware of the danger. That got me to thinking. As Christians, are we aware of where we are in a spiritual sense? Could we be behind enemy lines and not realize it? Brethren, unfortunately, there are forces of evil battling against good in our world. In Ephesians 6, Paul stated plainly that we fight, quote, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Is it possible that we, as Christians, have gotten so used to the evil that is happening all around us that we have become complacent? Could we become so complacent to the evil atrocities perpetrated in this world that we are losing sight of the fact that we are indeed in a battle? Brethren, as Christians, we are in a very real sense a battle between the forces of good and evil. Jesus told the disciples, and he said this on more than one occasion, to watch what was going on around them in the world. We too, brethren, should be watching. Now, admittedly, sometimes keeping up with world events can be upsetting, depressing, gloomy, discouraging because of all the evil that we do see. But as Christians, we must be aware. Because, again, in order to, quote, sigh and cry for the abominations of evil all around us, we have to know what's going on. If we don't know, we may find ourselves behind enemy lines, unaware and unprepared. And brethren, that could be a dangerous place to be. Let us pray. Father God, please grant us the vision to see the evil that exists in the world. Give us the strength to hold on to the truth and do what is right and good in the midst of an evil generation. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.